B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10 with the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
David, how can we help you, sir?
Yeah, so I met this chick online, like a dating app. You know, everything went really, really well. We went out for a drink. I was pulling the moves, you know, talking to her. She was having fun. I cooked for her, and, like, now I kind of texted her once, called her, and she didn't call back. And I don't want to bother her and be that guy that's, like, overly texting. And I just, she ain't getting back to me, so I don't know what's wrong.
Are you sure that you don't want... Why don't, before we try and call her, why don't you just keep texting her and texting her and texting her and texting her going, what's going on? Where are you? Where are you? Where are you? Where are you? Why don't you... Do you know where she works? Why don't you show up at her job and pretend that, you know, you're looking for her there?
Oh, that'll work.
Yeah.
I thought about it, but then, you know, the cops wouldn't like that, I thought, at the same time.
Yeah.
Good call.
Okay, good, good, good. Okay, so he's not completely crazy. That was a test. Now, let me ask you this question. If you had to guess what she would say turned her off about you, because clearly something did, what do you think she would say?
The weird thing is the way we met was through the app, but she also, you know how you have friends? Like, so she was good friends with my ex, but I don't talk with my ex at all anymore.
Eesh. Oh, God.
And that already sounds like a red flag to me.
I don't know. Yeah, like, I don't know if they got together and started chatting about me, and that's what I think it could be. That's the only thing that could be, because everything on the date-wise went well.
She's good friends with your...
Hold on.
She's good friends with an ex that you don't talk to anymore?
Yeah, like, we're friends. We're not... It's like a, not a bad ending to that.
Okey-do.
It wasn't a bad ending.
I know where I'm putting my money, but you know what? We'll try and give her a call next and see what she has to say, all right, David?
All right.
Now back to the second date update on the 10.
With the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
All right, so we just spoke to David. I'm going to make this short and sweet. This girl, Karen, that he went on a date with, she's not hitting him back. Now, Karen happens to be friends with David's ex, who David doesn't talk to anymore. So he's like, maybe they've started talking about me, you know, because she wanted to know stuff. Of course she did. Of course she. Think about if you had that beautiful little gem in your back pocket where, okay, so let's say you're good friends with one of Karen's exes. You're not going to hit him up and ask about Karen?
Maybe. I guess there's a lot of people that are just kind of mutual friends, and they don't really talk that much.
Oh, my God. It's almost cute how naive you are, sir. Okay. stay quiet. We're going to call her right now.
Hello?
Hi, is this Karen?
Yeah.
Madam, please don't hang up because today is your lucky day, okay? So we're calling you from a radio station, Hot 96.9. It's Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa.
And,
well, listen. This isn't any crazy solicitation, any bill collecting type of thing. We literally have your chance to go on an amazing date because we got a call from a guy who likes you and he wants to impress you and take you out. Okay, so... He reached out to us to set up a date.
Okay. Is this like one of your... Is somebody else on the line right now? Is this one of those...
Okay, you know what this is?
This is like that second date thing, right?
Yeah, what is it? Well, I wasn't sure if you knew that. Okay, so yes. The guy, it's David.
Oh, my God.
Hi, Karen.
What the f*** is this? Like, I'm not in the mood for this today.
Not good,
like,
huh?
I'm not in the mood.
Tell us, Karen, what? Just tell
Jesus.
Us. He's very concerned. He's been wanting to text you, but he doesn't want to come off as a creep. So, and I talked to him. I actually talked him out of showing up at your job. Can you believe that? So David's on the phone. What did he do wrong?
This is unbelievable. David, you're serious? You have no idea. Like,
no, I thought maybe you talked to my ex.
Do you have any idea where I've been for the last 3 days?
No, I don't know. An amusement park?
Yeah,
in the dead of winter.
Not.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah.
So where I've been for the last 3 days is like kneeling in front of my toilet, throwing up because of the bullshit that you fed to me for dinner when I was over at your place.
Whoa, What do you mean? What, you got sick?
What do I do?
What do you mean?
What is happening?
What did you feed her?
Right.
I gave her. Pulled out these. Yeah, please tell them. Tell them.
No, that was like some of the Thanksgiving leftovers that I had.
Stop.
That I've been eating for a while.
Stop. Stop.
Hold on a second.
You.
Not that it would matter. Fridge or freezer.
You gave her Thanksgiving food?
Yeah, I gave. No, it sounds weird, but like I've been.
It does sound weird. It sounds fucking weird, David. It sounds terribly weird.
For a while now, it's the best stuff.
Multiple holidays have passed since Thanksgiving. You could have like even. You're not even going to pretend it was like from a nut like Christmas or like. Are
did
you?
Did you think he had just made it?
I saw the tinfoil and I was like, and it was, there was turkey, but I was like, no way, is this from November? Like, what kind of genius thinks that the food is still going to be good in January? But I was like, I'm sure it's fine. Like, I didn't want to make it weird. And then, yeah, good for me for trying to not make it weird. And then I was like hugging my toilet for the last 3 days because he's an idiot.
I don't know, because I've been eating that stuff for a few months, and I've been fine.
Jesus Christ.
I even gave her the good shit. I gave her, like, the big turkey leg.
I can't believe this.
Geez. I think we just need to move on from this.
What?
And, well,
and to what?
The next, if you accept another date with David, geez. Karen, we guarantee it won't be leftovers from Thanksgiving. We'll pay. You name the restaurant you want to go to, and we'll hook it up.
Oh, my God. No, you know what? I don't want to. I think I am good to go.
Okay, I mean, if that's how you feel, but I don't know what I should do with the stuff in the fridge, really. Should I throw that out?
Yes!
Tomorrow on the Second Date Update on the 10th.
Yeah, you go on a date with somebody, you have a good time. Then you do them a favor. You do them a favor and save them money, yet they don't want to give you another date? Why? You're going to find out tomorrow morning at 8:10 with the Get Up.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.